All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy. Talk Jesus live here with yours truly, Pastor E. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we'll have a mixed panel of opinions, and we'll share Jesus through the world, through our testimonies, to go and make disciples through our lives, not telling you what to do, but how we can exemplify Jesus. It's no matter how sinful or how broken you are tonight. You may be listening saying, that's not me. I'm not there. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Let me go to the next level. Jesus is so excited about meeting you that he would be able to transform your life right now. And you can begin to talk like we talk, talking Jesus. It doesn't matter what you've been through, if it's an old sin, a new sin, or a sin in your mind. God can redeem you when you confess. He says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just and true to forgive all your unrighteousness. See, righteousness is a healthy lifestyle. And when you begin a healthy lifestyle, you now are following Jesus. And here's the most important thing about that. When you follow Jesus, it always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Now, I know all of our hands raised up right now because we all need him. And the moment I met him as my personal Lord and Savior, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing that any one of us can do, and that is tell someone about his love. He'll send people your way. He'll send you into different areas. But I tell you this, God will lead you as you lead people to Christ. God will guide you as you guide people to Christ. And it's our responsibility, family, to embrace the privilege to follow him. But remember, when you follow him, you deny yourself. You take up your cross daily and you follow him. You follow his great love. You follow his great word. You follow his great message. But most importantly, we are following his example that we could be just as he was, holy and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Come on, let's talk Jesus. Tonight, our subject, we're kicking back off a new season. Say new season. We all go through those times where we have to kind of, I was talking to someone today, and I want to be very transparent, is you know, a wilderness season is not always, and even in my case, is never instituted by the devil. I know we always say the devil is on my back. The devil is doing this. The devil is doing that. Well, I started to learn in relationship with Jesus and talking about Jesus that it's only I who can let him in. It's only I that can be affected by him. It is only I, no one else, that can now follow him instead of following Christ. See, that's my responsibility, just like it's yours. And in that responsibility, we have to see the different levels. Remember, I've always talked about this, is that it's not staying dormant with Jesus. It's going to different levels with Jesus. He has prepared a place for us, and we are now in preparation stage to prepare ourselves for the place that has been prepared for us. Our subject tonight is one we talked about many times and in different forms and in different topics or different messages. But the topic tonight is prayer like Jesus. I know 7 weeks ago we did praying like Jesus, showing how he took time in that stage. But to have a prayer, to be like prayer like Jesus, is to now have a lifestyle. We're going to talk about that, a lifestyle of prayer. What does the word say? What does the example say? And how can we discover tonight the differences? There's so many different ways to pray. We have special guests tonight that are going to be on board. In particular, Minister Sir Ryan Davis, our host for Exalted Jesus, is going to partner up with me on the beginning end of this broadcast. And then, as always, we want to open up the lines to all of our covenant partners to talk Jesus this evening. And let's talk about prayer. Now, in prayer, prayer is not just a thing, a place, or a issue. It is a, as I said, a lifestyle. Prayer must be what we do in all times. I mean, the Bible says to pray what? Without ceasing. There's also scriptures that say, rejoice always in prayer, pray continually. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. See, we are in a position with prayer to know that is our communion with God.
that we can commune with him in prayer. Now, you don't have to utter particular words or particular sounds, but you can have a prayer life that is now designed to relate with God. Oh, prayer is only for not me praying to you or you praying to me. Prayer is instituted for each and every one of us to have a personal one. Now, personal means one-on-one, a personal relationship with God that we know him. Oh, glory be to God, that we hear him, that we follow him, that we obey him, and that we are truly children of God. See, prayer now says I take time to, first of all, know what prayer is. Secondly, I know who to pray to. And thirdly, I know that when I pray to God, my prayers are answered because it's no longer my will, but God's will to be done. Amen. So as we go, I want to pray before we get started. I want to bring in Minister Sir Ryan, and I know he may even have a prayer for us this evening as we get ready to kick off this series of prayer like Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the spirit of agreement. We thank you for prayer of the righteous men and women on tonight, that we are effectual and fervent, that we will now see the productivity of availing much in our prayers. That it's no longer our will, it's no longer our desire, it's no longer our agendas or our topics or our messages or our ministries, but it is all yours that we pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we ask that your supernatural power transforms itself right now through prayer, not in the physical, but in the spiritual, that, Lord, we elevate to a better understanding, that we elevate to a better relationship, that we elevate to a better positioning in you to be found holy and acceptable, proven in your eyesight to say, Lord, you'll have your way. So tonight, Lord, speak through us. Lord, relate through us. Lord, commune through us, that we leave this place not the same. I decree and declare today that we all leave this place different than we came, changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds in prayer. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good evening, Minister Sir Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Our subject tonight is prayer like Jesus. Come on, give a shout out to our family listening tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank God for everyone listening. God bless you. First and foremost, may the Spirit of the Lord impress upon your heart right now as you listen. May he bless those that are hearing. We are called to bless. Hallelujah. So I just decree a blessing over each listener right now. Hallelujah. But thank you for this opportunity, man of God, to break the bread of the word of life today with you in partnership and with all those who are on the line. May God just be honored, glorified, and blessed through our obedient service unto him. And the topic of prayer is amazing because that's the number one ministry that all believers, no matter who you are, can participate in and should participate in, not just when we come together, but daily we should participate in it, and not just daily, but on the hour. And I'll explain that later, but thank you for the invitation, and I'm just going to, you know, let you flow in whatever God gives, and when you're ready for me to just come on in and flow, I will.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming on board with such a short notice and of being obedient to the Holy Spirit this evening. And I'm going to be very, very, very short in this intro. We've already broke it down on where we're trying to go with this. I'm gonna bring out a couple of points. Want to bring you back in. I know Pastor Dwayne is online. I know Evangelist Virginia, Minister Terry. We have several others that I don't want to put under the bus yet, but those are covenant partners that I know want to get involved, and we'll definitely bring you back in. It's not going to be long at all. Watch this. I want to first share that in for some people don't even know what is prayer. You know, do we really have a clear understanding of what prayer is? And then some people may even know what prayer isn't. But first of all, prayer. It's as essential to knowing God as growing spiritual as breathing is to living and staying healthy. I want to say that again. Prayer is essential to knowing God and growing spiritually as breathing. You know, it takes breath from us to live. We cannot live without breath. And it takes that breath for us to stay living and to stay healthy. But prayer is that essential to knowing God and growing spiritually. It's according to, watch this, not my will, but his will. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, as we study, as the disciples asked Jesus, teach us. And they only asked him one thing. The whole escapade, I like to call that, escapade with Jesus, was to teach them how to pray. Now, that prayer was not being able to command. That prayer wasn't anything mystical. It wasn't anything magical. That prayer was relationship, because it was true prayer, and it was aligned with the will of God. And we pray accordingly. Amen. Prayer is our connection to God. It's our elevation with the heavenlies. It connects us to the lines of communication that we can hear God clearly and know his will for our lives today. See, the word of God now is become personal to us, that as we read, let's say, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. I think I mentioned some of this in the beginning. When it says, rejoice evermore, King James Version. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning, I'm going to put my name on it, me. See, in that place of prayer, there cannot be any depression. There cannot be any sadness. There cannot be anything that is contrary to the first beginning of rejoicing evermore. Because when we're rejoicing evermore, I see now that we can now be in a mindset to pray without ceasing. I know that I can't command God, and neither can you. But I can communicate with God that I am now lining up with his will and not mine. Because Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be careful for nothing. The NIV says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But you see, it took prayer. Prayer is not my will, it's his will. Supplication is me now allowing the altar to blossom and to now supply all of my needs according to what? His riches and glory, that now thanksgiving will now stand before God saying, my requests are known. Because whose requests are they? They're God's requests that we are now requesting unto him, because it's no longer our will, but his will be done. And the peace of God, this is still Philippians 4, 6, this is verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall, remember that promise, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I know we talk about this differential of let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, but we also explain to you that the heart is not the heart in your body, but the heart in your mind. Because as a man thinketh, Proverbs 23 and 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we know that as we think in our mind, I've never thought with my heart. That's I think all of our covenant partners are knowing that already, but we think in our brains. But he shall keep our hearts, our minds. But don't you know there's a difference between your heart and your mind? The heart of the mind is the consciousness of God. The mind is the mind of this world. That we are now in the process of battling to take back what the enemy has stole. Oh, yes, I used to think this way, but no longer do I think that way, because my thoughts have not been conformed to the world anymore, but transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans 12 and 2. That 1 John 5 and 14 comes in, and now I'm going to that level, and it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. See, prayer is about God at all times. It never involves you. It never involves your needs and your physical wants and the things that you could say will make you happy. But it involves the things that say, God, I want you to be happy. Oh, I want to put you first because you put me first. I want to allow myself to die that you may live. That happens in prayer, and we must stay confident that when we approach God, oh, yes, that anything we ask, because we're not coming on our own accord, we're coming on his accord. That's the dynamics of the Portion Room here on the Now Network. The Portion Room doesn't have anybody's name on it. It just says, I want to give freely to anyone who is in need. But we stay confident that as I give, it is being received. Hallelujah. Because I know that as I devote myself, Colossians 4 and 2, devote myself, yourselves to prayer, being watchful and being thankful. King James says, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. See, you have to know that you know that you know that when you pray, because of your prayer life, it is according to the will of God. I don't have to worry if you're going to be blessed because of my prayers for you, because I know my prayers are only in agreement with the word of God, that God wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. But a lot of us are still in the world's way of thinking instead of being in the heart of the mind. And saying, oh, yes, your will, every move, every step, every decision. See, that's a prayer lifestyle. Some people say, how can you? You say, that's, you know, what's the word says? Pray without ceasing. Some people say, how can I do that? Well, you must first have a prayer life. And a prayer life is a constant communication with God at all times. And I can be, watch this. I can be having a conversation with you. And still in the presence of God, because I'm asking his will to come out, not my will. And I need his thoughts. I need his designs. I need his purposes to come out of my thinking when I die of mine. That's prayer. That's allowing God to move. Because, you know, Mark 11, 24 says, therefore, I say unto you, whatever things soever ye desire when ye pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. See, a lot of us are praying. We don't even believe. But when you know you're praying for God's will, how else can you not believe when God has finished the work? That's what's so dynamic about the God we serve. It's not a new thing going on. It's not a new revelation. It's not a new vision, a new miracle. It's everything God has done has been complete. Can't add to it or take it away. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. That's verse 16. But read the whole chapter. Learn about time in God. Because you know you can't just pray. You got to believe. And when you believe, you got to receive. And then you shall have them. But see, we look on the outside and expect our prayers to manifest through the heavens. You know, we say blessings go up. Prayers go up, praises go up, honor goes up, and blessings are just supposed to fall down, cars and houses. Oh, no, 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 no. You looking for the blessings of your spirit in your mind. And then you know that you know that you know that you know whatever things soever ye desire, because it's no longer your desire. See, there's a difference between a will and a desire. Oh, Jesus. See, will is standard. And a lot of us try to make our will standard. I'm only do it this way. I'll only say it that way. No, 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 no. See, the will of God must be first and foremost, that everything else will fall into line. My desires, oh, hallelujah. My belief systems. Because you cannot receive it until you believe it. But a lot of us are trying to achieve it before we ever knew how prayer is so important in us receiving what thus saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29 and 20 says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. I'm not knocking prayer partners. I'm not prayer chains. But until you, until I learn about having a prayer life individually, I'm waiting on you to pray for me for something to happen, or you're waiting on me to pray for you for something to happen, instead of knowing that if I pray for myself and you, we are in agreement. And the prayer of agreement, ooh, we start to see some things happen. Because we are in total agreement of not our will, but the will of God. Romans 12:12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually instant in prayer. What is instant? When? Oh, you got a problem? Pray. Got a situation? Pray. Got an adversary? Pray. And you know now I got a lifestyle. I'm not having to go to the throne. I'm on the throne. I am the throne. And my lifestyle of prayer is now established because I know who to go to. Ooh, Jesus. And I know it's not about being vain, about vainness and selfish. Because Matthew 6:7 says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, we could talk a lot of, but is or are your sounds, that sound, being heard by God? Hallelujah. I know we talk about tongues and people want to know about this. Well, tongues, do you know that it is a hid away language that no one understands but God? Oh, yes, they're interpreters. Come on in. But for me, in my house, I speak in tongues, so I don't want you to know and nobody else, especially any adversary hanging on the outside trying to burden my prayer. And I know this, when I utter in the ministry of tongues, I don't even know what I'm saying. Ooh, that got somebody there. But I know one thing, it's not my will, but it's the will of God. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to utter through me, to make moans and to make intercessions through me. Use me as your communication piece that God can hear me clearly to his desire being in my life, that prayer life. And knowing that as I go to the different stages of prayer, oh, yes, I know there's a prayer of faith. I know there's a prayer of agreement. I know there's a prayer of request. There's a prayer of thanksgiving. There's a prayer of worship. There's a prayer of consecration. There's a prayer of intercession. There's many prayers. But are you the prayer? My God. Because everything I've learned about the Jesus that we serve is that he was a walking prayer. Not one time, not one situation, not one instant did he not go before the Father in prayer before he ever manifested any miracle, any healing, any transformation, any raising of the dead. He went to the Father and said, not my will, but your will be done. That's it for me. Let's talk Jesus. Somebody else, I'm opening it up for Minister Sir Ryan. This is your time. I'm going to release it to you. But come on. Prayer like Jesus. Anybody else get ready? I'll get you on board, Minister. Pastor Dwayne, you're next.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I say too much, I just want to enter into a place of prayer. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We can demonstrate prayer by just communicating with you. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you above all. Hallelujah, above our understanding, above our desires, above our gifts, above us. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just say, blanket us with the approval of your presence, Lord God. I pray right now, Father God, that yokes will be destroyed. Hallelujah, minds will be renewed.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, miracles will be brought forth at the will of God, Lord God, and that your word speaks. Word of God speak. Utterance. To us, through us, and for us, Lord God, because we cannot live without you. And Father, where we've been wrong, starting with me, Lord, I ask you to cleanse and forgive us, Lord God. Whatever you see in me that is not right, Lord God, we always look at our sins as the things that we purposely do, the Big Ten commandment sins. But Lord, sometimes just not praying enough is a sin, or talking too much is a sin, or just thinking the wrong thing is a sin. So Lord, I just come naked and unashamed, saying, Father, purge me, that you will get the glory, Lord God, and that you'll flow freely through this vessel, Lord God, that you'll give me what to say, and I won't lean on my own understanding, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, somebody on the line has a worry. There's a spirit of worry, and it's talking in your right ear, but I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, because you have peace. God has already given you peace. Now embrace it and believe the word of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You know who you are, and you know what the devil's whispering to you about. That thing that you are anxious about, although the scripture says be anxious for nothing, is constant. It's constantly in your right ear. But we bind the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We commit everything into your hands, Lord God. Prayer. Hallelujah. Let me say this real quick. Prayer, as the man of God said, it's about praying the will of God. I like that. It's when you come into agreement with what God has already said. That's why we have to have the word. We have to have the word. The word is so vitally important, because you learn how to pray through the word. God cannot disagree with his own word. So somebody says, well, how do I know what's the will of God? You got to get in the word. For in the beginning was the word. Before men were even able to pray, the word was already brought forth in the earth. It was the word that said, let there be light, and there was light. So everything about God goes back to the word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God got beside himself because he wanted us to learn how to pray. Hallelujah. So the word is how we pray. When you pray the word, shackles are broken and yokes are destroyed and the bands of wickedness are loosed. Oftentimes we want to pray what we know, but God says, pray what I know. Hallelujah. But then there's a transition. There's a graduation or an elevation, shall I say. We go up to a higher level. And then the next level, the next dimension of prayer is our hope in prayer is not that he will hear us, but that we will hear him. Hallelujah. Now the word that's in you is echoing back, and you hear the voice of God in you. The Holy Spirit has now leaped off the pages and got down in your belly. And when you pray, then you pray by faith, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not the word of man, not the word your parents, your pastor, your grandparents, your friend, the minister you like, the prophet you look up to. No, he says by the word of God. So if the word of God is speaking in them, then yes, you hear that word. But it's all about the word of God. He says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How should they hear without a preacher? This is why our job is to bring forth the word, to break it down. We're anointed to speak into your life. You got to catch what God is saying, and you got to go back to the scriptures. And as we get in the scriptures, then God is now saying, this is where I want you to pray. This is where you got to talk to me about. This is what I want you to know that belongs to you. This is my promise for your family, your bloodline, your heritage. This is what I have in store for you. Hallelujah. So prayer is communication, but it's not just a thing I got up this morning at 6 o'clock and I prayed till 7 o'clock and now I'm going to go do my thing and don't talk to God no more today. That's not a relationship, okay? That's just a meeting place. You're just having a rendezvous with God. But God's wanting us to have a relationship. As he was talking about it earlier, he can be talking to you and yet praying to God. We're supposed to pray always. I'm going to go to the scripture real quick. I'm going to go to the one scripture that I believe he led me to, and then I'm not going to say much else, but bear with me one moment. Jesus told a parable. He told a parable in Luke chapter 18. Luke 18 and 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We ought to pray always and not to faint. That's what we ought to do. We ought to. He didn't say everybody does it or everybody's successful in it, but this is the will of God. In other words, God does not want us to ever become disconnected. We should constantly be in communication with God. The thing about communication is two-way. It's two-way. That's why sometimes we just have to lay before God and not say nothing. Because the hope in prayer is not that he will hear us. He's already promised that he would do that, but that we will hear him. There's a place we want to get to where we hear him. And because we hear him, we're instructed. And if we're instructed and we obey, then the blessings of God are ours for the asking just through obedience to his instruction. Because the word produces. Hallelujah. Watch this. He says, the man should pray always and not to faint. There's a point where people begin to faint. They fall off. They stop praying. They give up on prayer. They say, I ain't about that no more. Or it don't take all of that. Or y'all praying too much. Or you pray too long. You too deep. You know what the stuff people say. Or people will say, I'm just tired, God. How long, Lord? When? Lord, it's been long enough. Haven't I suffered enough? I know I've said those things myself. But he says, you still got a responsibility to pray. If you're alive, you're breathing, then you should be praying every hour of the day. I'm not talking about you got to get on your knees once per hour in a religious fashion. Like, you know, in Islam, you got three times a day, you got to bow down and face Mecca. That's religion. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about constant connection. It's like Wi-Fi. That signal is always communicating from the source to the device. We're just the devices. We're activated to do a job down here, but the source is above us. So we got to stay constantly connected so that somebody else can get something out of us that needs something that God has placed in us. And that's what prayer will do for us. Watch this. So here's the parable. Jesus said that man should pray without and not to faint. He says, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. So here's a judge that has no reason to do anything for this woman. He ain't afraid of her God. He don't owe her no favors. He don't regard man. Nobody can move this judge. He's in a position of power that he don't have to do nothing he don't want to do. That's basically what this story is telling us. And here he is, but yet it's something about this woman that just keep talking to him that breaks him down to the point he says, I'd rather go on and give you what you're asking for than to keep hearing you. Now, God is telling us this, but then he makes a comparison. And Jesus says in the next verse, he says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. He's an unjust judge, but God is judge of the universe, and he's just. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's good and perfect in all of his ways. He says, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Sometimes God will bear long with you. The one that I'm talking to today with that worry, some of y'all got some things going on. Hallelujah. Some of us got some things going on, and it really is hard. People don't understand your struggle, and they can talk about it and talk to it all day long, but they haven't walked through it. But God has walked through it with you. He's bared long with you. And it seems like you ought to just give up right now. But the devil is a liar. You can't give up. He says that you ought to pray and not faint. There's a time, I'm gonna follow this shift of the Holy Spirit, and then I'm going to be quiet. There's a time where your prayer shifts. Your prayer has to shift to get you through the situation. Let me show you what I'm talking about. There's a time where your prayer is no longer English. You're not even talking to God in what you understand. You're not even talking to God in what you know. See, we understand English, but we know ha-da-da-bo-sha. We know that. We may not understand it, but we know that. But then there's a time where you get to praying what you don't even know, but the Holy Ghost is in it. Watch this. Romans 8 and 26. He says, likewise, this is why you can still continue praying. He hears your groans. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That means our weaknesses, the burdens we carry. He says the Spirit helps you. He's walked through it with you. I don't understand. Pastor E don't understand. Your mama don't understand. Your cousin don't understand. Pookie and them don't understand. The court systems don't understand. The doctor don't understand. The people on your street, your block, they don't understand. But the Holy Spirit, he helps our infirmities. For we know not. Here's something you don't know right here. We don't understand it. We don't know it. Watch this. You know not what you should pray for as we ought. So he said we ought to pray in the other scripture. See how this is all connected. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We ought to do it. But he says you don't even know how. In some cases, the prayer is not even going to be what I can articulate. But your heart is communicating. See, we got to get past the flesh. Sometimes the bad things in life, as the man of God said at the beginning, some, you know, the wilderness situation. Now, the devil does attack. But the majority of our wilderness situation, when it's a real wilderness, God is the one that's bringing us into that. So, but what he does is he allows you to be tempted of the devil in the wilderness, just like Jesus in Luke chapter 4. So when the enemy's coming against you, God is allowing it. Why? Because he's trying to get you past your flesh now that you are praying the spirit. What I mean by the spirit is the core of who you are. You go past the outer courts, into the inner courts, into the holy of holy place, and now you're praying out of your spirit because now you're communicating with God on a level that don't nobody know what you're talking about but God. And can't nobody even interpret that but the Holy Ghost. We're not even talking of tongues right here. In tongues, somebody can be in the service and say, you can shandorobokia, and they say, God says, I'm raising you up. You know, but then you get into the groans, and they say, what is he doing? How? In the Old Testament, Eli the prophet saw Hannah praying, and Hannah's lips were moving, but there was no sound coming out. She just had a groan. And the prophet did not understand what was going on, and he considered her to be drunk. And she had to correct him and say, I'm not drunk, but she's pouring out her supplication unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Our. He's talking to all of us. If you got the Holy Spirit and you're a believer, this is for you. This is part of your inheritance, the Holy Ghost. Watch this. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So we know we ought to pray, but we don't know what to pray for. You know it's a problem. You don't even know how. Sometimes the situation gets so tangled up and the wilderness gets so dry and the enemy's tempting you on every side and diverse temptations. You're like, which way do I pray, Lord? It's 1,900 things coming against me. I don't even know what to do no more. And you can't do nothing but just cry and groan. But he says the Spirit helps our infirmities. He says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There's a time where it's not even uttered. See, in order to speak in tongues, he said the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. They spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's an utterance. It's not your language, but it's still a language that's uttered. But then there's a time where it's just, you might not have nothing but a, oh God, just a groan. And sometimes it's silent. And sometimes it's just a silence before God. And all of a sudden, you hear him say, hope, and he don't speak nothing else. Just give you that one word, and that word will lighten your life up for the next 6 weeks. Because the object of prayer is not that he will hear us. I tried to do this quickly, but that we will hear him. Hallelujah. Because he'll get you through your trials. There's a time where can't nobody help you but the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. The man of God talked about the mind of the heart or the mind of the spirit. So the mind of the spirit, he knows what is the mind of the spirit. He maketh intercession for the saints according to, and he already said this, where we pray the will of God. Hallelujah. So he's searching your heart. And he's wanting to give you the mind of Christ, that you will pray the will of God. And sometimes it's not going to be in words. It's heart to heart. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. His word is true. And there's a time when we begin to repeat back, but your word said, Lord God. And when you do it in faith, he has to honor his word. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for prayer, for a mind to pray, and for the Holy Spirit demonstrating prayer in our lives, even on this day when this call ends. I thank you that you will begin to move in our spirit to turn the prayer wheel one more time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh, glory. We got to do this more often. I love tag team. I love tag team ministry. Amen. What a interjection on that word that has already been given. Yeah, we're talking about prayer like Jesus. God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much for blessing us this evening. Don't hang up. I want to get you back in. There may be a couple of questions out there for you. Anybody listening today, you may have a prayer request. You may have something going on in your life that you need prayer and agreement for. We're here for that tonight also. I want to bring in Pastor Dwayne. Let's talk Jesus. Prayer like Jesus.
My God. I love everything. I love everything, man. And I just want to add a little thing to it, you know, not take nothing from it. And I like the way Minister Sarayan put it, because like the woman, she kept being persistent. She kept being persistent. She kept trying to get it. She kept trying to get it, and she didn't get up. And that's what God's saying. Prayer is the supernatural. Prayer is the thing to open up the door for us. You know, prayer is not arrogant. Prayer is not religion. Prayer is a conversation between you and God. And as I was riding from the store, you know, and I was hearing the Holy Ghost telling me, you know, because we always talk about the kingdom. That is the kingdom. You know, he said, he said, our Father which art in heaven. He's given us to understand. He said, let thy kingdom be done on earth as it is in heaven. How could a kingdom be done on earth? How could a kingdom be done on earth in heaven? We never seen heaven. The prayer, the communication, the conversation that you have with God, you're able to bring the kingdom on earth, healing, deliverance, set free. You know, supernatural. I could pray for somebody in Africa and AIDS can get delivered. That's what he's saying. That's the kingdom. The kingdom is prayer. Prayer is a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle because God hears your word. Minister Sarayan said it's the best. God not trying to get you to hear. You know, he's not trying to get you to hear him. He hears you. He's trying to get you to understand that he hears you. You know? You hear God. God hear everything that you're saying, but he's trying to get you to understand that he hear you, and that by hearing him, that's a daily conversation. Just like we can kick it every day. Man, you can talk every day. You know, we talk every day because we know each other. You know, we know each other. We know each other enough to where we can say, I can have confidence in him. And that's what God said. That's what prayer. Prayer open up things, man. Prayer open up things. Like he said in the beginning was the word. That was prayer. He prayed the word. The word is prayer. The word becomes supernatural. He said heaven and earth will pass before his word. His word is prayer. It's communication. We got to have communication. You can have the Holy Ghost. You can speak in all the tongues you want to. You can be gifted, doctored in every kind of tongue. But if you don't have a prayer life, then how could you understand the supernatural? If you don't have a prayer life, how could you understand that he ordering your steps? If you don't have a prayer life, how do you know what God wants you to go to and flow? That's the communication with one another. No, God is the awesome God, and only how to understand supernatural, you got to pray, because you don't know what to will. The Holy Ghost said he may intercede for us. We don't know what to do. We just pray. We pray things that, man, I don't know what to pray for. But as I stop having room with God every day, when I start having a relationship with him every day, then he start revealing things to me, because what daddy is not going to come and hear what his son or daughter have to say. If you keep on talking to him, in a minute your dad going to say, what you want? Girl, what you want? And that's what God said. That's why we got to have a communication with him daily. You know, you can have all the titles you want. You can have all the accolades you want. But without prayer, your ministry will fall. Your church will fall. Everything will go up and down. You know, he said something Minister Ryan said something that, you know, tempted. You know, it said God is. He said, "Let no one that say that God tempt you, because God is not a God that tempt you." But sometimes the devil get it twisted, you know, because he say, "Oh, God trying to get me to do." God know what you're capable of is doing. That's why you have a prayer life. If you have a prayer life, God know what you're capable. It's nothing up on the sun to God. No, there's no temptation known to man to tempt you. So the things that you was out in the world with, you, by having a communication with God, God is able to give you a way to escape. Only how you can get away escape because you got to get in. It's supernatural things that happen in this lifestyle, man. Healing, you know, if you pray for somebody and they leg go, that's supernatural. If you pray for somebody hard, that's supernatural. You praying for somebody to get a financial breakthrough, that's supernatural. Why? Because he's the supernatural. He's the God of everything. So whatever you need, he gave us that. He said, whatever you bind in heaven, he'll bind on earth. Whatever you loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. That's prayer. That's communication. That's dialogue with one another. And that's what God wants us to have, dialogue. Once we get saved, you know, we got saved. And how we got saved? We got saved by talking to commune with God. When you get saved, they say, start thanking God. Start reminding him, thanking him for where he brought you from. You know, you think of something that you don't see. How could you pray something that you don't see? You know, that's what he said. How could you worship me and you don't even see me? But it's the faith that you have me because I'm allowing myself to you. When you pray to me, then I come to you. That God comes to you in the spirit. He that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God don't come into you in the flesh. He comes into you in the spirit. You know, and I always challenge somebody this when I get them into Christ and I start talking to them. I say, do two things for me. Go home, be by yourself, go into your own house, go into your room and just, you know, shut the door or go into the closet and just shut the door and just start calling on Jesus. Just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I guarantee you, something going to come a hold of you. Something going to grab you. Something going to grab you when you're going to show you love. Something going to come upon you that you have never felt before. You're going to start having tears. You're going to start weeping. You're going to start crying. Why? Because that's repentance. Now you're saying to yourself, Lord, I'm sorry. You saying something to something that you don't know. Why? Because you're having a conversation. That's like when you tell somebody, I'm sorry. You can't tell nobody you're sorry that you don't know what you did. So you apologize to them. So once you apologize to them and they forgive you, then you can move on. That's what God says. When we pray to God, God's able to hold us. He's able to wash our tears. He's able to give us a sure word. He's able to say no word. He able to tell you, if I be for you, who can be against you? You more than a conqueror. You know, you I got your back. Whatever you desire, you know, if it's my will, I let it come to pass. Well, the devil can't do this. I give you power and authority. That's supernatural. That's the love and the life that God wants us to have. It's a daily thing. You know, like he said, you don't have to have a three-hour prayer. It's a communication daily. You know, you get out your bed. Lord, I thank you for strengthening me. I thank you for letting me put my feet on the floor. You know, you acknowledge him. That's all he ever wanted to be. All he ever wanted to do is be acknowledged. He's not a God that's going to holler at you and get mad at you. A communication is the best policy with God. That's how you can grow more into Christ. That's how you can understand his word. Because we can't understand his word. We can't understand it in the carnal mind. In the flesh, you can't understand his word. That's why we got to understand in the spirit. And when we're reading the word of God, God's revealing it to us. Why? Because he don't want us to be ignorant. How is he not being ignorant? Because we're having a communication with him. If you go get a job and they hire you and just tell you go out there and work and you make a mistake, they can't fire you. Why they can't fire you? Because they didn't give you the policy. God gives you the policy. What is the policy? He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh, and it dwells among us. We have that. We have that word. The word become living in us now. We have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost may intercede for us. So when we start praying to our Lord and Savior, to our Father, Abba, you know, we get to announcing to him, tell him how great he is and how wonderful he is. He didn't say come in and pray for earthly things. He said seek the kingdom and all these things will be added. I'm not praying for earthly things. I'm praying to get to know my Father. Lord, how it is up there in heaven, how everything going, how is the sky doing up there? No, I'm trying to get to know my Father because I need to know him. And by me get to know him, then I understand the things, the wills, and the things that he needs for me to do. You know, I just didn't walk up into this ministry just to walk up into this ministry. He called me because why? The veils of the righteous are veiled nuts. So somebody was righteous was praying for me for this day. I'll be 50 years old in two more months. They prayed that I make it to be to this point. They prayed. God delivered me, set me free. He gave me a mind to think. That's why I'm able to say, oh, God has been good to me. That's why I'm able to say I ain't been back to prison. That's why I'm able to say I ain't been doing no drugs. That's why I'm able to say I ain't been fornicating. That's why I can say I ain't been watching no pornography or nothing like that. Why? Because I'm connected with the Holy Ghost. I am connected with God. He said the Holy Ghost will keep you if you want to be kept. I want to be kept. And how to be kept? Communion with my Lord and Savior by thanking him for being the righteous of my life, by thanking him for giving me an understanding, for thanking him for getting the opportunity where I can meet you. I met you in the spirit. It was connected. We don't know each other. I've never seen you a day in my life. I never met you, but I met the Holy Ghost through you. That's what God does. That's what God does. That's what prayer does. That's what coming to an understanding. Because once you come to an understanding, you'll never let that go. You'll never let that go. That understanding that you have of God, you'll never let that go. That's why I don't believe in this sense of mind. We just a sinner. We all fall down. No, we don't. We all don't fall down because he's able to keep you. How? Because you're immune with him. You have a conversation with him. You talk to him on a daily basis. You letting him know, Lord, I'm about to, you know, I almost make a mistake. Well, God is able to grab you. He's able to have the Holy Ghost to turn you to another way. No, go this way. No, go that way. I got your back, baby. I got you. He coaches you. He talks to you. He molds you. And that's what I'm saying, man. That's what prayer does. That's what prayer is about. Prayer is relationship. You know, prayer is a communication with your Lord and Savior. You know, because I always understand, Pastor E, if you love something, you won't hurt it. If you love something, you won't hurt it. If you love something, you won't hurt it. Only time you hurt something that you don't love. Because if you love yourself, you ain't going to do nothing to yourself. If you love yourself, you're not going to go back out and poison your mind. If you love yourself, you're not going to go back into that mindset out there of being hurt. You're not going to hurt yourself. You love yourself. And that's what
if you love
God.
That's
what God said, for God so loved the world. That's why he said, for God so loved the world. He loves you. He loves you enough to let you know I love you. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do that to you. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Because he loves you. And that's what prayer to me is about. That's what prayer is about, bro. That's what prayer is about.
Yes, I appreciate this.
Man,
I know you still got the revival Holy Ghost flowing.
Mm-hmm.
I know lives were changed. I know people came to the Lord and Wisconsin was blessed.
Man, it was blessed, man. And we still doing some stuff right now, man. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate this topic by prayer because I needed that, man. Me and my wife. On the 23rd of next month, we will be ordained. We'll be sworn in as the pastor of Rhema for Ministry. So I want you guys to keep us in prayer. I want you to put a shout out there to the Father for me, man, and just make sure everything go well on his day because this is his day. You know,
amen.
I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful, man. So
We are building in prayer a network that we could come to Wisconsin and we could come to Mississippi and Louisiana, different places. I was just looking at in the spirit there. I can't wait till, and I'm calling his name out. Minister Sir Ryan and myself could come up there and help you to launch yours. We're gonna bring the 3 G's. We're gonna bring all our musical guests and things like that. Man, we got to do this thing nationally. But it takes all of us to put our efforts in by prayer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
By prayer.
By prayer.
I'm going to bring you back, man of God. I'm going to bring you back in. I know we, Minister Terry, let's talk Jesus. Do you have anything you would like to prayer in this heavenly lifestyle like Jesus? Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, family. Good evening, beautiful family. I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, I'm just over here excited because – yes, it's a lifestyle, but you guys have said so much on this prayer. But what stuck in me was praising God for his word. Because I tell you, Pastor E, if I hadn't been in his word, Minister Sir Ryan, Pastor Dwayne, if I hadn't been in his word, I wouldn't know what Jesus done most. And, you know, you can hear people tell you that, but until you get into that word, and it tells you throughout the Bible. And you know what? Before, when I was praying for my problems. Problems only. Come on now. And you know what? Whew, now that I'm in his word, I can be more proactive than reactive. I tell you, the word of God, just staying in his word, it's a connection to him. But being in the word and in prayer, and I say in prayer, it's time I spend time alone with him because sometimes I need, like, I think we need guidance from him to direct me on what to do. You know, sometimes when I wake up and I think and everything and I pray, but then I want to just hear. He already knows. He knows me. I want to hear from him, you know. So I just say, you guys have said it, in the beginning was the word, and through the word, the prayer life will come. And, like, sometimes when we don't know what to pray for, like, Mr. Sir Brian, Pastor E, Mr. Wayne, you Pastor Dwayne, you guys have said it. The Spirit will utter it out for you. It may be a moan or a groan, but I thank God. I thank God for His Word because it has got me through some challenges that I know who in the flesh, but I thank God for His Word and the Spirit that strengthens me because I pray to Him. I pray to Him like you say. You got to pray to Him. Huh? It's not one morning in the morning, but throughout the day. And
that's
you,
right.
Like, you don't have to be kneeling, but just you're praying to Him. And it may not be loud, but you're praying to Him. And He hears you, too, because He knows our heart. Praise God, I tell you. I'm enjoying this, family. I tell you, I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much for bringing this true and living Word of God. God bless you all.
Bless you, sis. We love you, too.
Love you guys.
All right, God bless. Amen. Anybody else would like to comment, have a question, prayer request? That one person out there tonight that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you may be listening saying, man, that you guys have said some things that have encouraged me. Dial one. We want to pray with you openly, or we can bring you into the green room that we can all be in agreement. Dial one right now, and we have a couple more minutes. If not, we're going to ask for some closing remarks from Pastor Dwayne first, then Minister Sir Ryan, and I will close it out with a couple of closing remarks. Man of God. All right, Minister Sir Ryan.
Yeah, I think he we might have lost him. Are you there, sir?
No, we're here. Go ahead, man of God.
No,
I'm gonna let you go. Any closing remarks you may have?
Dwayne. Yeah, I thought I heard him trying to say something, but
okay, here, let me hit the line. Pastor D, you out there?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I just, you know, just for saying that, you know, in closing remarks, you know, we need to just, like you said, go back to prayer, man, because prayer open up doors and, you know, open up doors that we can't open up, man, and do things that we can't do. Prayer get us closer to God. That, you know, the closer we get to God, the better we understand what God's will. And that's basically, you know, I want to say that. You know.
Amen. Amen. Minister Sarai.
Yeah, this is a little unorthodox. I don't know how we're going to get this done, but I have this song that I keep hearing, and I want somebody that's a singer to just sing it. I'm not going to attempt to sing it, but it's a little prayer. It's a little song, and I would recommend just singing it to God until it gets in your spirit, because there's a time in prayer where we must wait before the Lord to hear what He will say. I believe it was Habakkuk that said, I will stand on my post, and I will wait and watch to see what He will say unto me, because prayer is communication. Communication is two-way. So there's a little song that says, I don't mind waiting. Waiting on the Lord. If anybody knows that song and you're anointed with the gift of song and you can just bless us and sing that, let God use you. I don't want to try to do it, but God be the praise.
Who is that by? See, you should have gave me a heads up on that one. I don't mind waiting. And I probably know the song, but it's just not ringing a bell.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Something like that. I'm not one that claims to be a singer, but it's a little song. You can look it up. Just if the word, the message in it. We have to wait on God sometimes in prayer.
Can you hear this? We're going to close on this song right here.
And I know sometimes in situations like tonight, people may sit and look at you like you're crazy. But if you don't know my pain,
come on, bless the Lord.
You will never understand my praise. Because over 20 years ago, I had a nervous breakdown. And the doctor said I would never get well. I was on welfare. I was divorced. I was broken. But today, the bomb in Gilead has made me whole. And that's why I worship Him. It don't matter what you think about me. I owe Him all the praise. Because in the
be.
I would be like a ship without a sailor. I would be tossed to and fro with no direction. But I found him to be a doctor in the sick room. I found him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. I found him to be a healer. Oh, somebody ought to bless him. If you sick in your body, he still heals. Whatever you're in tonight, you can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. Can I get started to praise your way out?
And worship him.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Because I
just speak to the Lord tonight. Tell him that I don't mind. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep worshiping. I'm going to keep praising. While I'm waiting. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Oh, yes, I don't mind waiting. That we're going to get that into the playlist. God bless you, mighty man of God, mighty women of God. We love you. We honor you and appreciate you in Jesus' name.